This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You know, one thing you can count on every Friday is that we're going to talk homes and real estate and have some fun. And the folks from Brinkotter.com are in the studios with us here today, Tom Brinkotter and Ryan Campbell. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing good,
That's
bro.
Good to hear. Good to see you.
How about yourself?
You know, I can't complain. It's been a week, and it seems like everyone else is getting vacation. Nick and I got to figure something out. Because we just looked up the other day. I think the last vacation day I took was around Christmas. That's not good.
I think I worked that day.
Yeah, you probably did. So we're going to figure that out moving forward. But I want to talk to you guys today about technically what's happening next week. There's an all-new Brinkotter.com. I say all-new, you're going to have a very familiar experience. I mean, it's going to look similar to what it's always looked like.
Right.
But you guys are just constantly saying, good isn't good enough, and how do we go to the next level? So walk me through this.
I'll tell you, Brian, Ryan has worked very, very hard, and you have no idea what goes on in the background to do this. But we have made a commitment to go through Brinkotter.com, take in the comments from our users, and revamp the site a little bit. You're not going to see a major overhaul change. It's going to look very familiar to what you are used to with Brinkotter.com, but we're improving functionality and speed, and we're adding some new features like status banners. We have a status in our MLS system called active under contract.
Okay.
And what that means is the home has been put under contract, but it may still be going through inspections. So it's still actively on the market, but there is an executed contract on the property. So it's kind of active, but not. And that status would come out through all the websites as active. And then we would get calls and people we'd say, well, it's under contract. You can see it, but it's active, but it's under contract. It's kind of a misleading term.
But to get technical, that explains it.
Right.
Okay.
So we're going to have a banner on the site now that tells you exactly what that status is. So we'll have active under contract, pending, and active. So that is a big thing for us to get that information out to the public so they know exactly what the status of a home is. And I'll let Ryan speak to some of the other changes. There's some back-end changes, and we're really excited about it.
Okay, so first of all, let me, Ryan, before we get into the details, the morning of Tuesday, July 27th, there's going to be a brief outage while the developers and the website folks are doing their thing, right?
Correct, yeah. There's a little bit that goes on behind the scenes, and unfortunately they got to take the website down just for a couple hours to make some updates. So we did want to kind of preface that and give people a heads up. There's a lot of people that visit Brinkotter.com. It will be down temporarily, but when you come back, you're going to have a brand new experience. And
you know what? Updates broke
experience.
The internet yesterday.
Right, right.
So, you know, there was a lot of stuff you couldn't get to. So that's Tuesday morning. Just let everybody know.
My phone will ring within 3 seconds of the site being down.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I bet. And then how long does it take Ryan's phone to ring is the question.
I get the email next, right?
All right. So tell me about some of these changes.
Well, there's a lot of awesome changes. The things that are staying is intuitive navigation, the quick click buttons, easy access, the precision search filters right there from the homepage navigation bar, speedy access. I mean, we've got photos, we've got the floor plans, the virtual tours, 3D walkthroughs, all that stuff's still going to be there. Our charge has been over the last kind of 6 months is to, like Tom said, take the feedback, take the insights, it's important to listen. It's important to change. And we're curating all that to deliver the similar experience, but also an enhanced experience.
So, I really think one of the areas where, and I thought it was great to begin with, but really have improved sort of the mobile experience. You know, I was looking at the back end yesterday afternoon and again this morning. My phone experience is as good as it's ever been.
We always, anytime, I'm literally, as we're developing this, I could switch from different phones. So what's it look like on an iPhone X? What's it look like on a Samsung?
Sure.
What's it, just because 70% of our visitors are on a mobile device. So how does that experience look? How can we make it easier for them? Because it's all about speed. It's all about honing in on what you want to search for.
And then people want to, I think some people are out there looking for the best home. Some people are out there definitely looking for a place, whether it's Forsyth or Mount Zion or Argentia or Decatur. And I love on the mobile app, you can go right to those, instead of having to search zip codes or whatever, you can go right to those areas.
Yeah, all the communities are listed on there. If you want Mount Zion, you just go to Mount Zion, click it. It's going to give you every property that's available in Mount Zion. Another big enhancement, Brian, is in the way our agents will communicate with people using the site. There's a back-end customer relationship management system built into this site that all of our agents will use, and they will be able to manage showings. They'll be able to communicate to text, to email directly through the back end of the site with a mobile app that our agents will have, a mobile app that helps them communicate when you're trying to get some information on a home.
All right. And then I noticed, too, that and it rotates, I'm sure, on an equal basis. This is right. Probably important. But the meet the agent section, you know, you get four or five of those up there, and it's mm-hmm. a different four or five every time you open the page.
And we do a lot as far as recruiting customer feedback on client satisfaction, their experience. Well, that information is going to be on the website as well. So feedback we're getting, I mean, as you're searching for an agent, you'll be able to go to their profile, read a little bit about them, but also learn about what their experience is and what other people are saying about them. It's real important to kind of show that customer feedback. So it'll help you kind of hone in on your agent, not only your home. So,
all right. Over 500,000 sessions and 2.5 million page views this year so far.
Yes.
Which is pretty amazing. And like I said, Nick, you know, it'd be really easy for these guys to rest on their laurels. I mean, they're already heads and above, every other, competitor as far as the digital experience, but they just constantly keep improving and adjusting and adapting. And that's how you win.
Ryan in particular said a couple things that stuck out to me. 70% of their users going mobile. And there's a term in web development called mobile first, where used to be you would build two different types of websites and they would be two different, completely different experiences. And now what you realize is you've got to deliver a fast, nimble, depending on where your cell service is, that whole thing, your site has to deliver. And second of all, the sheer volume of statistics that they have gives them enough data points to say, hey, this button's important. Let's leave it at the top. This button doesn't get used like we thought it would. Let's get rid of it. And so this fine tuning is exactly what you do at the highest level.
That new listings button is the number one button on that side.
Probably never more so, right, than the world we're living in today. I got to take a break. We'll come back and talk about the status of the market a little bit as well. Tom and Ryan are in the studios. Brinkotter Home Highlight. We'll be back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today, we expect some widespread haze and fog this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny the rest of the way with a high of 88. Tonight, that haze returns a little. It'll be mostly clear otherwise with a low around 71. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Heat index values as high as 101 and a chance of some evening rain. Then Sunday, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high over 90. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 76 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:52, and this look at your weather brought to you by Carriage Crossing Senior Living. Scenic urban living in a nurturing environment.
Are you caring for a spouse or a loved one and need a helping hand? Carriage Crossing Senior Living has a brand new senior living community offering assisted living and memory care services located right here in Decatur. We offer many lifestyle amenities and services for seniors. Our focus is you, so whatever routine and lifestyle you live in your home transitions with you. We are here to foster your independence and give the helping hand you need. Visit our beautiful community today, located just north of DMH at 2650 North Monroe Street.
When it's time to escape, Central Illinois Regional Airport is getting you where you want to be with nonstop flights to Las Vegas on Frontier starting in August. Our commitment to your health and safety begins at our front door. From check-in to arrival, you can fly again in comfort and confidence. Visit CIRA.com, that's CIRA.com, to start planning your adventure. Explore all Vegas has to offer, courtesy of Frontier Airlines and Central Illinois Regional Airport. We look forward to welcoming you soon.
There's live rock music at this year's Illinois State Fair. Sammy Hagar and the Circle. Madflower with Dorothy and the Dead Poets Society. Rip Michaels with special guest Dee Snider and Dawkins featuring special guest appearance by George Lynch. George Thorogood with 30 Inch Special. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or the Grandstand Ticket Office. And don't forget your stage side party tickets, only $30. Party before the show, then be the first into the concert. Plus, get your Mega Pass or Jumbo Pass now. New this year, the Jumbo Pass gives you unlimited carnival rides for the entire fair, including the iconic Giant Slide. Only $80 through July 31st. $100 starting August 1st. Sammy Hagar with a Circle. Bad Flower with Dorothy and the Dead Poets Society. Brett Michaels with special guest Snyder and Dawkins, and George Thorogood with 38 Special, all at this year's Illinois State Fair. Get your grandstand tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or the Grandstand Ticket Office. The 2021 Illinois State Fair, August 12th through the 22nd in Springfield.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. It is July 23rd. We're getting rid of July. That's crazy to me. The first 7 months of this year have just flown by. Talk to me a little bit about the market as we sit here today. Still crazy, right?
It's pretty much status quo what it's been the last year, Brian. Yeah. We're running at any given time about 130 active listings in the Macon County and the multiple listing service. That's kind of misleading a little bit because properties are getting listed. It's just they're selling immediately. There's a lot of demand out there that's driven a lot because interest rates are still right around 3% for a 30-year loan. I can tell you, I remember my dad in the 80s, interest rates went to 18%.
Yeah.
So 3% is almost like free money. It's unbelievable. And there's a lot of demand out there. And I think COVID has played a lot into it. People want to be, you know, they know that they're going to be at their house. A lot of people are still working from their home. And they want that space to be what they want it to be. So we're seeing a lot of move up.
You're seeing this is happening universally. I mean, it's the same in Lafayette, Indiana, as it is
everywhere.
Decatur to Bloomington Normal. We're having these conversations market to market. And, and it's
across the whole country.
Bloomington Normal might even be worse. Because they're, you know, opening their Rivian plant and trying to figure out and so they said we're going to convince people to commute because we don't have any homes to move into. So it's something that's happened. Now, it will eventually adjust, right?
It'll check up. I think that's going to happen when interest rates tick up a point or two.
Yeah.
It'll check up a little bit. But also, the resale market is so strong because it costs so much to build right now. You know, just to go look at price out some lumber at Lowe's. The prices are astronomical, and you can get a lot of house for your money in Decatur, Illinois. Historically, we've been one of the most affordable markets in the country. Some of the homes we highlight, I got a home that's on the lake that's 9,000 plus square feet. It's listed at $1.3 million, but it cost you $5 million to build that home.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of value out there still. If you're thinking at all of selling your home, please get in contact with your realtor. Have them come look at your home and get you a value from a human being. The computers don't know anything about your home other than what's in the public record, and these automated valuation models are often not correct. You need somebody to put eyeballs on that house that has been in the comps, that knows what the comps, what kind of condition those sales were in, what the terms of the sale were. Were there any seller concessions and things like that, you know, a Brinkotter agent would be happy to come out and do that, put it in writing for you. There's no charge for us to do that. There's no obligation for us to do that. It's just a service that we provide.
Yeah, the computer model could either undervalue or overvalue. I mean, you get screwed either way.
Exactly. And, you know, how is a computer going to know that last week you put new flooring in your family room?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right, the easiest way to do that, go to Brinkotter.com. And once again, Tuesday morning, we'll be down for a few hours as everything is updated. Then you're going to get the new and improved, all new Brinkotter.com. Guys, we really appreciate it.
We appreciate you, Brian.
No doubt. Did you have fun at the concert last night?
I did. There was quite a few people there. I thought it was a Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars tribute band. I thought they did a great job. And it's always fun at the Devon. The Devon's awesome.
Isn't it just a happy place?
Yeah.
To me, you go there. Everybody kind of puts away all the world-weary cynicism and just has a beer and a smile, and they enjoy the music. And it's just like it's almost like people, you know, you're not allowed to bring the negative energy into there.
And you know what, Brian? Every time you turn around, you're seeing somebody else you know.
Yeah,
right. And you might. I saw a person last night that I haven't seen since high school in 1983.
There you go. There you go. Brinkotter.com. Check it out. Ryan, Tom, we appreciate you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.